You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We got a special treat.
Good evening.
Tonight we got Carmella.
Hello, hello.
Lindsay, hypnotist, celebrity hypnotist. And by the way, you got amazing stuff on your website. And we're going to interview her a bit, and then we're going to talk about Aretha Franklin, do a little tribute, get some music. And what we'd like to do tonight, of course, talk with Carmella, tell her about, you know, different things that are going on in your life. You know, maybe you're not getting the job that you want. Maybe you're overweight. I lost weight.
I can see that. Good job.
See, you're
absolutely
from your help,
absolutely.
Then, you know, people have performance and athletes.
Performance
and
anxiety. I'm working actually with a few actors now.
That's another story.
Yes.
I had all that in relationship.
Yeah.
Also, and you know what's really funny? Since I started the show, you start a relationship
uh-huh.
and then you think it's over, but I don't know if something's happening. You know, something happened. So they want to take care of me. I don't know.
Oh, it sounds like a mama.
I know. My mom is coming back.
Is that the type of relationship that you want?
No.
Okay, I never. So.
You know what's funny? I'm more, when I go out, I like to give and
right.
relax, all that.
Right.
And I meet people that want to take me as a child. I'm a lost child. And anyway, so it was fun. We had Shannon last week. She missed you. We had Shannon. And then next week, we're going to try to get Patty Negri. And
cool.
we're going to try to form that you guys are together. Because Patty Negri wanted to meet you.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to try to get you, you know, that it'll be a fun environment.
Cool.
So
it sounds like a good synergy.
Yeah. Awesome. And then we'll soon take our vacation to Sedona. We're going to be in Sedona one day, a couple of days. And then we'll go to New Mexico. And then later in the year, we're going to go to Las Vegas. So we'll do our travel and tour.
I'm next year,
send you. Maybe you want to do your thing at the LA, what's that show? I went to it and they really take care of me. They have it every February at the Hilton Hotel. Life Consciousness.
Oh, yeah, no. I haven't really been much involved in that.
Yeah.
No.
I think my consciousness left the building
yeah.
that time. And that's when I saw Gail Patrick.
Yes.
She was,
she has a lot down there. Yeah.
And she has her booth, she sells her stuff. So it's kind of neat. Anyway, without a moment ado, we're going to play Aretha Franklin. So let's get into the Aretha Franklin mode. I know you're going to rock out there. And if you want to talk about Aretha Franklin, please call us at 323-203-0815. And you want to talk to Carmella.
Yes, Lindsay, ask me some hypnosis
talk about
questions.
Some
I'm
hypnosis.
Here.
And I heard Danny Cruz was coming, but you know Danny. Who knows? So Danny was supposed to come, and then Amber's going to come, and maybe Carmella her out.
I would love to mellow her out.
That would be
but
fun.
But she's got great energy, though. So
yeah, she does got great energy,
yeah.
But we're waiting to see if she's coming. But anyway, without a moment to do, we'll get some Aretha Franklin. So we're going to play. You remember Chain of Fools?
And then Amber's going to come and make her mellow.
Let's get her.
Great energy, though. So
okay, well, we're having technical difficulties. You hear? I hear. We're gonna play a minute or so of it.
Anyway,
let's get back to the. Let's see. Well, we're doing our best with the Aretha Franklin. We're gonna play some music. You remember Chain of Fools?
Back. We will get
what,
her
what
back.
Do you, what do you remember of Chain of Fools? I remember I was starting junior high, and I remember. You know, because you remember the stations when we played black artists?
You know what? I think that's a little bit before my time.
Oh, really? Because
yes.
They weren't playing.
No, I don't remember. I mean,
KJ out here, Humble Harv. Anyway, they weren't playing. They weren't playing a lot of black artists. And then when Aretha Franklin came, they started to play her music.
Uh huh.
And a long story. It was interesting. Was I met Aretha Franklin through a concert I saw Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
In Pasadena. You know the Pasadena?
Yeah. Yeah.
He usually does Pasadena. So she was so nice and wonderful, and we had a good time. So anyway, we'll have further. We're going to get to our UFO guy. He's calling us live from New Jersey. So we're going to try again. So what we'll do on the Aretha Franklin, we'll get back. But right now, as I said,
we're having
some technical difficulties, as I say in radio.
Yes.
As I say, okay, let's get... let's get to our man. Well, anyway, our friend in New Jersey, Ken Pfeiffer, please call us back. We're free. Anyway, so what a week it was. They had, with Trump getting rid of all these guys, I can't believe it. All these people that were involved in government. He doesn't want to give him information. Crazy. Sounds like Watergate to me.
Sounds like the reason why I don't watch the news or listen to the news.
And then all these other folks involved. And then his former campaign guy is going down to the count. But he can, as president, he can give him another chance.
He can. Okay.
Yeah, only the president could do it. You know? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, we got him right here. Wait, Ken Pfeiffer, is that you? Hello?
Hey, hello.
Welcome to our show. This is Ken Pfeiffer, UFO researcher. And I have someone you'd be interested in.
We've chatted before since I've been here.
Yeah.
We've chatted before.
Well, you guys have chatted.
Yes.
She's worked with people and... You know, I'm going to work on the UFO
stuff. Like Carmella.
Yes,
it is. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So,
yeah, how you doing, Carmella?
I'm doing great. How are you? Good to talk with you also. How you doing?
Terrific.
So tell us what's going on in the world of UFO sightings.
Well, I got a good one here for you.
Okay.
An alien craft landed in Los Banos, California. Is my correctly?
Up in the Bay Area.
Yeah. This goes back now to June 13th.
Okay.
Of 2013 in Los Banos, California.
Okay.
The statement says here, my wife and two sons were returning from a funeral service from San Jose, and we were traveling on Highway 152, approximately 20 miles east of Los Banos, at which time my wife first noticed an object with a blue light appear perpendicular to the highway and approximately a third mile in front of our car. Seconds later, I caught a glimpse of the object and asked my wife, what is that? It's moving so fast, and it was very low to the ground, and we watched it for about 20 seconds as it went directly in front of us, and then it continued in a straight path, and then it suddenly appeared to reverse direction, and then these three bright lights appeared horizontally, and the object proceeded to descend or hover at about a 30-degree angle. The object landed, and I wanted to stop and investigate it. However, my wife said that we need to keep driving. yeah.
That sounds like
I do not want to argue with her. If I was alone, I surely would have stopped the car and walked over there. However, how long would it have taking me to see what was there. Anyways, that's what actually happened. So this was an encounter they had in 2013 in Los Banos. Wow. So
I think the wife got freaked out. Ken, I think the wife got freaked out because I know we're going to talk about the one in Turkey where they shot down the UFO. It was yesterday. You heard about that one?
No, I didn't.
Well, let me tell you all about that one because I've got a copy from the UFO sighting, but. Apparently, in Turkey, they had a UFO going up the the capital city, and then the forces shot it down. And then they say that they heard military jets open fire on it, and the roar of the jets' engines very loud. The explosion was so big that they heard the screaming and roaring of the of the jet of the this had been a rocket. There would have been a longer trail, which we've known. I've seen a rocket that's been in space and gone by Edwards. But anyway, what they said is a glowing UFO is similar in appearance to many others seen in UFO reports. And I'm wondering if Turkey has been going through a lot of political unrest. The United States has a horrible relationship with Turkey in the news. What's going on with that? Because that's been going on in the news.
I don't know. They must have something. Well, a lot of times these UFOs, these flying saucers, they're attracted to certain events and if there's a lot of explosions and things like that going on in Turkey, these craft are investigating to see what the heck's going on.
Well, they had one you may tell us about Harrison, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's not to know. Well, there's so many of them. I mean, you know, I try to I try to forget a lot of them.
Yeah, I bet. But, that one, is it a big...
Now, you say Edison, New Jersey?
It's called Harrison.
Harrison. Yeah, I don't think I have that on my website.
Yeah, that's I'll send it to you. That one I got today, and apparently it was in the news because people saw it hovering down in the evening, and it was a black UFO, and then this is the color of it. As Carmen was looking at the live actual,
I'm looking at photo, the photos.
A photo. It was on the news. I saw it on. I was listening to WWOR on the cable, and they shouldn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting.
Does it say which UFO organization picked up the sighting or anything like that?
No.
There's a possibility that if I would have gotten the case if it was reported in MUFON. New Jersey, I would know all about it. But apparently, they may have reported. Well, they may not have reported it to anyone except the news. But a lot of times, the National UFO Reporting Center in Washington State, they also get a lot of UFO reports. So I'm going to have to check in and see what's going on.
Check out and tell us about next week. Sorry. Anyway, what I was going to tell you is another one from MUFON. You probably know about Lake Country, BC. You know about that one?
British Columbia.
Yeah. And Scott Waring was starting to get a lot of news from him, a lot of stuff from him on his website. Do you know anything about that one? It's case number.
Sounds familiar, but no, I don't know the details on that one.
Well, I'll give you a real quick brief. It was an interesting report about three or four orbs sunset in Canada. One orb is alone further away. From another close inspection of each orb. So uniquely different from the others, they said the patterns were about the same and rules out lens flare. And it said they noticed that the orbs are green. They were revealed due to the angle of the sun, UFOs in camera. Although the human eye cannot catch all that it sees, a digital camera can. So it said that there were many past reports of the green glowing UFO pattern within each UFO being different and the sighting to be 100% proof of alien visitation to the Earth. Imagine?
Wow.
So those are...
That's a good one. I'll check that one out.
Check that one out. And then this is more of it. And they show all the different... I didn't have my color printer, so we could see a little better. And then... One other one people have been talking about is the Great Triangle UFO found abandoned on Apollo 12. You know about that one?
No.
It's August 16, 2018, Earth Moon. When going through some Apollo 12 photos, I found one labeled unplottable. The photo, which has no location on the moon, has a giant triangle UFO parked on the surface. I added color to it so that it would be easier to see. The ship is huge. Would estimate.
Yes. Send that to me. I know that there's one, though. As a matter of fact, I discovered one on the moon where a humongous triangle was inside of a crater on the moon. But no, I haven't heard about that one either. Hey,
I'm breaking news here in LA. But you know what I was going to tell you also? They talk about the nose of the ship, the cockpit, and also it was very interesting. We had a lot of incidents with the airplane. Did you notice?
But everyone's having incidents with the airplanes, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was on the news, and they talked about alien structure found near Godin Crater on August 2018. So what we're going to do is we're going to update you on this. I'll try to get you information. I'll send it to you. And then
give me the information now, and I'll go into detail next Friday when I talk to you.
Okay, now I have a question. So, Carmel, be part of our interesting broadcast. Now, people, when they experience a UFO happening, I know myself, at first, it's unbelievable. Because you don't really understand what happened. But then, what I was going to ask Ken, a lot of people that I met at MUFON said that it took them a long while to really understand what happened. Is that true? When you get,
I think so in some cases. Well, it all depends on the person and the personality. That's like my wife. She had a tremendous. As a matter of fact, it's on my website, worldufophotosandnews.org. I had half her sighting, plus my 6 sightings on there. But she saw a tremendous black triangle with white rectangular lights underneath of it. She was coming home from the hairdresser's one night, and she was traveling down Route 40 outside of Woodstown, and then she came across this thing, and she had to pull off the road. It was approximately a couple hundred feet from her. It was hovering across the road in someone's backyard. And, and she got no noise. She rolled down her windows. She didn't have her camera with her at the time. And she sat there for a couple minutes and just fascinated by the whole thing. Didn't move. It just hovered right there. And she finally left there because about 40 is there's a lot of truck traffic and things like that. And this was at nighttime. So the funny part is she didn't tell me about it until the next night.
Oh,
that's very interesting.
She got home and nothing. And then she says, "What? How come you didn't tell me?" She said, I don't know. It's very strange. She wasn't a doctors or anything because she didn't have any missing time. But I think a lot of people, they try to rationalize these things before they tell anyone about it. And I'm assuming that's what she tried to do.
Now, the question, Carmela, is when you see someone and they report an unusual experience and then you go through hypnotic, suggestion, do people kind of see that? Do they remember a lot of what the incident is?
Well, personally, professionally, I really have not ever encountered, I have to be honest, anyone that came to me because they had an unusual experience like a UFO sighting. But, and I can talk about what the subconscious mind would do if in the event there was trauma. The subconscious mind protects the person, the psyche, from experiencing trauma and oftentimes will block memory. Okay. So, in that case, if there is trauma with a great expertise, we're very, very careful to do this because regression work has to be done so carefully that you're not having the person relive the trauma. But there is a way to do it. I practice something called timeline, and essentially you're disassociating the person, but they're able to see the experience reenacted from.
I think
from
I'm gonna volunteer for you.
I got
plenty.
Yeah, so
I got plenty. It's funny, kid. I was at my mom's house, and where I experienced a lot of things were, my mom was ill at the time, but I experienced a lot of UFO activity coming through the window, coming through certain things where the lights won't shut off at night, and it's very interesting because you don't expect that. To be occurring, but it happens, Very, very.
Yeah, that hypnosis thing kind of. I've been to 2 hypnosis sessions at George Fowler's house. And of course, George Fowler, he's the state director for New Jersey. He's the Eastern director for MUFON. And we had a couple of hypnosis. He hypnotized the witnesses, and I know the one witness went under because he relived the whole experience. I mean, it was a little scary. The second guy, I'm not sure if he was under or not, but he gave us a lot of details about what he experienced. Now we have a hypnotist that's associated with he's one of my investigators here in New Jersey. He's from North Jersey. He's a chief of police up there, and I sent all my hypnosis possible abduction cases to him. But quite frankly, I've talked to a lot of people, and who should I call? Who should I go to? I feel I might need to be hypnotized. And quite frankly, I talk them out of it because I tell them, why open up Pandora's box and maybe
exactly.
a horrible
That's
experience
exactly
where
was...
we live a horrible experience.
Right.
And the thing that scares me is, God forbid, of one of these people were to kill themselves the next day or in a couple of days because they relive this
right.
this alien abduction, and you know, I wouldn't want to be responsible for something like that. That's why I try to shy away from it as much as I can.
Right. Well, it sounds like you need someone to have you experience hypnosis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why, because if the person that is doing it is doing it appropriately and accurately, then what you're saying would never take place. But okay. And I definitely would say, you know, be apprehensive when there's trauma. It has to be done the right way. And it's not a straightforward induction that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's something.
Now, does it only take a couple of hypnosis sessions to for these people, or would one of them be good enough?
I don't know. Like I said, I've never worked
with... It all depends, I guess, on circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask me when they want to come see me, you know, what, like they ask me for quotes or what would it take, and I always say, I don't know. Because we actually do a couple tests. Well, we do a couple tests to make sure, first of all, that they're suggestible. that's what we do in the office, in my clinic.
Right.
We do a couple tests, make sure they're suggestible. We don't even accept anybody as a client until I know that. So it's a process.
Right.
Yeah, I've been hypnotized. Well, I tried to get hypnotized once. I was having problems with closed spaces and things like that. And I said, oh, what the hell? Somebody, a friend of a friend knew a hypnosis kind of a guy. So I went over there and I'll tell you what, it was probably the most relaxed I've ever been in my life. But I don't think I went under, I didn't lose any time or anything like that, which I'm assuming happens.
I should be very bold and have you look at my website and look at all the testimonials, because that what you're talking about is a piece of cake.
Well, do me a favor and give your website to, well, what's your website anyway? What is it?
It's mindflowhypnosis.com.
Okay, well, write it down and give it to a Cameron, so he can email that to me, or
okay.
You can email me at newdiscoveries51@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to take a look at it.
Okay, absolutely. And I do Skype sessions also, so that's the distance is not a problem if the person was suggestible.
Now, where do you live?
L.A. proper.
Oh, okay.
My office
okay.
is in L.A.
Well,
proper.
I'm in New Jersey here,
I
so.
I know, but I've worked with people Morocco, that the distance doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. That sounds good. That's about all I got tonight. There really nothing
well,
special
thank you
going
very
on
much.
Except for what
and
Cameron told me.
I will check
them things out and touch base with you guys next week.
Maybe
I can get some more details about
it. Yeah, I'm going to have an update on some of the files that I picked up. And then I've got an interesting one regarding Washington, D.C. You know about Washington,
D.C.? Yeah, just email it to me and I'll do the research and get all the nitty gritty about it.
All right. Thanks so much, Ken. Have a wonderful
weekend.
Okay,
guys, have fun tonight.
Bye,
and hey, I appreciate you having me on. It's a real honor to be on your show.
No problem. We're all MUFON.
Okay, guy.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Ken Pfeiffer. I know someone's been calling us. Please call in. We've got plenty of room. 323-203-0815. We're going to try one more time with Aretha Franklin and see if we can get some music. So let's see if we could do... let me see. We can do Spanish Harlem. I think we have it up here. Here, let's do that one. See if we get that one. It's interesting when you do a live show and do music, what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Here, we're trying to do this one. There you go. It never sees the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the moon. right.
It was beautiful.
We're all Aretha today. Now we're going to get back to our show. By the way, the person that you called. Oh, wow. Yeah. Aretha would be, I think Aretha got, you know what, you know what's going to happen. I think she's riding that road. Phenomenal serve out, Aretha Franklin. Oh, there's a thing. What we're listening to is Think, a remake by Aretha Franklin. And please call us if you have any thoughts about Aretha Franklin and what she meant to you. You know, her music and the way she was. She was very bold.
Yeah.
By the way, she's at the funeral of Martin Luther King.
Wow.
And that's the way
he's
back.
That's history right there.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna move from Aretha. Yeah, a little background.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, is this Cameron Dapster?
This is Danny Cruz.
This is Danny Cruz. I'm calling from Los Angeles and Pasadena.
All right, we have a little Aretha. We're doing a little tribute to Aretha Franklin. So I want people to hear it. So what's going on, Danny? We got your favorite.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you guys in person, but I got to call on the phone. I want to give you an update on the Nixon family.
Okay.
American history that has not been told before.
Okay, let me get
Sorry, I can't hear you guys, but listen up. Here it goes. Debbie Nixon and Laura Nixon were kidnapped by the KKK, and their parents are Jacqueline Parker, and that's the KKK root from the family.
Okay.
Joe Parker, who protected Eisenhower from an assassination attempt on Lowry Air Force Base in 1954, protected Eisenhower from an assassination attempt to step Grandpa. President Nixon was kept away from those two little girls, it's sad to say they were forced into the same thing I was, which was devil worship at a very young age and molested. And I'm sad to say that my Aunt Lori tried to kill me in a recent murder and hit, and I'm surviving and looking forward to surviving this day by day. That's why I'm here. I check myself in because of all the grief that I need to get myself through.
Now, what I was going to say is Carmel worked with you before, and maybe she could work with you a little bit now, so let her use her magic that she has. Let her work with you because it sounds like it's a very difficult thing for you to say. Maybe
thank you, Cameron.
Could you work with him?
What? So hi, Danny. What's going on?
Hi. I just found out some recent a memory came back from my childhood.
Okay, great.
My aunt was playing the murder video of me. It was a hit with someone with a really bad intention and strain of a disease that met with me, and it can't be treated is what I'm being told, and it's called snuff porn on the black web, and people are watching it all over. And
all right,
she actually
played
it in the home.
I'm gonna interrupt you right there. And do you want to you sound like you might be a little stressed out over this. Do you want to feel a little bit better?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm not so stressed. That's the hard thing to believe, is that I'm handling it quite well. It's the peace of God in me.
All right.
That keeps me able to walk into the home and leave without stress.
Cool. So when we're working with people, though, what we tell them, it's like if you keep reliving a trauma or a bad memory, it kind of makes the nervous system react a little bit. So if you'd like, if you're in a safe place, maybe we can get you into a even more peaceful place as a demo.
Yeah, I do.
All right, cool. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So just take a couple deep breaths right now, sitting where you're sitting now.
Okay.
Let me hear you deep. Breathe into your belly and relax. And as you're getting more relaxed, taking more deep breaths into your belly, let me hear you exhale, Danny. That's an exhale. Okay, good job. Now I want you to begin to imagine that you have a brilliant blue light that you're staring at. As you're staring at that light, imagine this brilliant blue light relaxing you.
I'm looking in the blue light.
Excellent job. Staring at that light, relaxing even more. Imagine that brilliant blue light relaxing your feet. Imagine that light beginning to relax your feet up through your ankles and through your calves and through your knees and through your legs. Taking another deep breath in and letting it out slowly now. Imagine imagine relaxing even more. Listening to the sound of my voice, you are relaxing even deeper now. And imagine relaxing. And by the way, if anybody's listening, please don't be driving. Pull over now.
Okay.
And as you're listening to my voice, you no longer need to repeat, okay, but just continue relaxing even deeper. Allowing yourself just to let go. Imagine that brilliant blue warm light going up through your chest and your neck and shoulders. Many people carry the stresses of their life through their neck and shoulders. If this is how it is for you, simply relax and let go a little bit deeper now. Imagine relaxing your jawline and imagine relaxing your face and your eyes. Your eyelids now have completely shut. Imagine now soon they'll be heavy and locked closed. Soon, the harder you try to tug at your eyelids, the more heavy they might feel. Imagine the light relaxing your forehead and through your head, through your back, all the way from the top of your head down through your toes now. Now, when I count from 3 to 1, you will be more relaxed from head to toe and toe ahead. 3, completely more relaxed. 2, sinking deeper into the chair. And 1, completely relaxed from head to toe and toe to head. As you're listening to my voice now, Danny, I want you to imagine that you can have a magic carpet that slips underneath your chair. And as it slips underneath that chair now, I want you to imagine a magic carpet helps you float up. Float up.
Okay.
One flight floating up. 2, floating a little higher. 3, even higher still. 4. And 5 flights up higher. And as you're, as you're above this 5 steps higher now, I can't see you, but imagine that you're looking down at your body and notice your breathing. Notice how calm and relaxed you look now, looking at yourself now in this pace. Can you see yourself now looking more calm and relaxed?
Yes.
Excellent job. So as you continue relaxing now, what I'd like you to do is actually imagine that you can go back from a very, very distant place where the last time that you felt completely safe in your life.
Okay.
And when you get to that event, I want you to actually look down at that safety. See yourself safe and calm. And when you see yourself, I want you to actually imagine that you can land into that event. Land into that event and feel yourself. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing in that safe place?
Would you like me to tell you?
Sure.
Okay. I'm seeing the outside of my family's home. The overwhelming peace of God is inside of me, and He's carrying the outside Himself, and He's teaching me how to do the same thing for myself as well, just like you did, to get out of this place and come back. And do it again and again instead of reliving that awful trauma.
Awesome. That's what you need to do. And that's exactly
you did a great
what...
job teaching me, because it took me back to that place. And you brought me there in strength and peace with friends.
That was my intention. Now, Dan, all I want you to do now is I want you to float up again.
Okay.
And I want you to move into the future, way past today, into an event that you decide. It can be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. But each and every time that you might experience any kind of negative feeling or memory, I want you to do that exercise and land into the future with the same energy. Mm-hmm. I want you to see yourself landing into the future with that same calm, relaxed state and experience.
Okay.
Go ahead and do so now.
Okay.
And take a deep breath.
I see myself there already.
Take a deep breath.
And I have Cameron with me.
Okay, good.
And I have joy in my life and happiness for being invited to call back. Guess where I'm at?
You're somewhere in Pasadena, you said.
No, I'm in Washington, D.C. because I got my lawsuit settled, and I'm going to take that money and go travel as soon as possible in 2 weeks to Washington.
Excellent, Danny. All right, so whenever you experience something like that, go ahead and move into the future in that calm and relaxed state. But for now, for time being, because we want to bring you back, imagine floating back up and back into the chair where you're sitting now and see yourself calmly come back into the room and just take a deep breath and relax.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. Good? Good?
Yes, everything is good. The way that you brought me into the light,
yay!
I appreciate the color, the blue.
Danny, man, why are we always having to hypnotize you? That's the real answer.
Guess who's here?
Mama Martinez, is she not there?
Mama Martinez is definitely here in this studio. And like,
hello,
it's like every other week we're having to hypnotize you. What is going on with this?
I know, but guess what? Look at what we just discovered, a new history, something that I smashed the KKK right in the face where it belonged.
Oh my gosh, I missed it.
Aunt Lori was possessed by Satan.
All right, well, we're going to keep you going.
Right, okay, now say hello to Patricia and Julie and David Eisenhower, because I'll be coming over there.
Awesome.
How nice.
Cool.
All right.
Say hello to Washington,
one way,
D.C.
for
one me.
Closer to a safer world.
Awesome. Take care, Danny.
Bye.
Hey.
Safer Israel, too.
Hi,
okay,
Amber.
Cameron, God bless you all.
God
thank
bless you, Danny.
Bye, Cameron. Bye.
Hey,
just kidding. I know you're like the same person every once in a while, you know? Like, I don't know who to say goodbye to sometimes.
Well, that was Danny Cruz calling us from Washington.
Bye, Danny. Love you.
How you doing, my dear?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for having me.
Right on
time at 8:30 as promised. However, the elevator did not come up for 2 minutes. I know the elevator in the building needs to be changed big time.
Yeah. It's like, what's going on in that elevator?
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on with your career.
Oh my gosh, so I'm so excited. Last week, I started the screening of my short film that premiered in the Cannes Film Festival this year for the 71st annual festival called, one of them, it's called 15 Seconds of Fame. And it started screening last week, and it's already had its world premiere at Cannes, obviously. And then we had our U.S. premiere at the IPIC in Westwood a couple weeks ago. And so now this one we're screening for the full week, 7 days, so that way it can be in consideration for the Oscars for the short film. So it has myself in it and Isaac
Yay!
Singleton. Has Isaac Singleton from Pirates of the Caribbean and Patrick Kilpatrick from Minority Report. And a couple other amazing actors from Bad Moms, Suburbicon, NYPD Blue, the TV show. It's really great. It's called 15 Seconds of Fame. And it asks celebrities what our opinions of what fame actually is, or what it means to be famous. Is it actually involving yourself in fame, or is it helping other people, or what exactly do you think your 15 seconds of fame would be, or what would you be willing to do for 15 seconds of fame? So it's all these questions that encompass basically, you know, what you as an actor and a celebrity in the entertainment industry really believe what true fame is. So it's kind of like a docu-series, like real life discussion put together. And then this Sunday, Senior Entourage premiering in Pasadena, which I'm really excited about. It's my comedy with Ed Asner and Mark Rydell and Helen Redding's in it and a few other people,
Dick
which
Van
is
Dyke?
So exciting. Dick Van Dyke was removed.
In the building.
I don't know, I guess there was some contract thing that happened, so they took him out. But I think that happens, you know.
Right.
That's like it's typical. It happens in the industry. Sometimes people, you know, like things in their contracts, and sometimes people don't, so it happens. But I'm really excited for that, so
Yay!
You should come see that, Cameron. It's like Sunday afternoon. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, it's going to be this Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where is it going to be playing at?
It's actually going to be screening at a theater that's right across from the Pasadena Courthouse. So if you don't know where that is, it's the easiest way to locate it because it's directly across the street from the Pasadena Courthouse.
The courthouse.
But my movie that's screening for in consideration of the short films for Oscars is screening at the Arena Cine Lounge in Hollywood.
Oh, I've been there.
Which is like one block from the Art Like. So it's the professional art indie house screening.
How nice.
You've been a busy girl.
Yeah, I have been. You know, I'm really excited. I've been really trying to, you know, do a lot of different projects, and I'm working on another project right now with my friend Clinton from Photo Mundo International, and it's actually a project based on like going and experience the different subcultures and, you know, and I wouldn't say religions, but I would say like religious choices of like indigenous tribes and things in all of California. So it's kind of like a road trip, eclectic road trip, really experiencing the different cultures and subcultures that are in the state of California, which is cool. Great. So we're working on that.
I have a
meeting to do a spaghetti western with Michael Douglas.
Oh my god. I can hear spaghetti western music in my head right now. I'm gonna do it. I can hear it.
I was like, you know, I'm like, I mean, at least that's a producer told me. So, you know, you never know, right? Like, one time somebody was like, you're going to be in a movie with Mel Gibson. And then I get there for the meeting and they're like, Mel Gibson dropped out of the project 2 days ago. And I'm like, who's replacing him? And then I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
Oh my god. Probably not Tukino.
No, Michael Douglas is a different movie. I was talking about it. Yeah, like two years ago, right? So I'm giving all these like interviews on the red carpet, right?
Good.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in this movie. And I was like, I was so excited because I thought it was going to be a movie with Mel Gibson because he signed the contracts and stuff. So I'm like doing interviews on the red carpet. I'm like, I'm going to be in this new movie with Mel Gibson. And like 2 weeks later, he drops out of the project. And I'm like, shit, I just did all these interviews saying I was going to be in a movie with Mel Gibson, like on all these red carpets. And now I had to, so then the following week, I had to go back and be like, Mel Gibson dropped out of the project. Gibson dropped out of the project. Mel Gibson dropped out of the project.
Damn. So now you have these movies coming out, right?
Yeah. And then I actually have a meeting for my music with a different music producer, and he wrote some songs for Britney Spears and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm excited.
Oh, nice. She's multi-talented, music and acting.
Well, I mean, you know, I sing, you know? I mean, it's been a long time, but I got an award from the city for singing.
Oh, really?
For the city of what's it called?
Which city?
Plaza del Valle. There we go. No, it's been a crazy week. I was like, I just kept getting all these messages. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And I, you know, I feel very grateful that my career has really taken off lately. Well, a lot since last year. And
we missed you here.
I missed you guys too. I know I've been gone for like, I don't know what, 2 or 3 months, a long time.
Working, that's good.
And I'm not used to that because I'm used to being here all the time, Cameron. And I know it was funny earlier, but when I was like, bye, Cameron, I mean, Danny, I did that on purpose because he's always calling in and visiting. But he also talks over you when you try to talk to him.
Right,
so I'm like, whenever I ask you a question, I'm like, Cameron, then Danny talks over you. So
You know what? It's funny. You helped Danny out today.
Yeah. I can tell the energy was really different with Danny today. Yeah. I was really concerned when I came in and I said hello to him. But but I mean, like, you know, he's usually very, like, light and happy. And then not today. But,
We had just taken him through a process because he sounded a little bit traumatized when he first started talking. So Cameron just jumped me in. He's like, do something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, live thing.
Exactly.
But it was good because it was timing.
Do you guys know Aretha Franklin died yesterday?
Yeah,
we did a show. We were trying to get some music. We played one.
Yeah.
And
do you
I was going to say,
I love
her family. Oh,
I feel
great.
So sad.
Her family wish, you know, condolences. Mm-hmm. And I know at the Hollywood Star tonight, they have a special thing going on for
What is the Hollywood Star? I don't know.
I think she's on Fountain. Mm. I don't want to say
oh, you mean the Hollywood
star.
Star.
Star?
It's okay. You said the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. I was like, wait, what?
Hollywood Star.
Speaking of stars, West Hollywood has petitioned that the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce permanently remove Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame, and I am all for that. I am all for that. I mean, people clearly don't want. Out there, they keep breaking it up and vandalizing it and destroying it like at least once a month since he's been the president. So, like, I don't even know what to say to that.
It's been a year as president, a year and a half.
I know, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is, with Trump, I think something's going to happen. I don't know if it'll be this year. I see impeachment coming
soon.
Well,
I mean, I hope he's in. Maybe I shouldn't say that. My publicist is going to be like, what did you say? The radio this week.
Well, because he's doing too many weird things. Mm-hmm. He's not acting presidential, and he's getting involved with Omarosa. He's controlling his life.
I think it's like he's very selfish. He's a selfish person.
Well, of course.
You know, so it's hard for a person to be very effective.
I don't get involved in politics at all. I don't follow it. I don't. I
He needs gnosis.
Yeah, it's, don't get involved with it's it. Hard for someone to be a efficient political leader when they can't lead their own lives. You know, he can't lead his own life properly. How is he going to lead a nation?
But they come and go.
That's true. Every 4 years.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep it in our mind for 3 years from now. He's done.
Amber was going to mention, Carmel, I wanted her to mention her website.
Oh, mindflowhypnosis.com.
Oh, yeah.
Mindflowhypnosis.com.
Is there a phone number?
You should call 323-258-6516. 323-258-6516.
It's not like that one, that guy, the attorney, where he has a whole commercial where he's saying.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
There's one out there. It's a crazy commercial. And then, Amber, where can people see your photographs?
Yeah, you can check me out on IMDb. .me/AmberMartinez, and then you can also go to Instagram at AmberMartinezOfficial, and there's underscores in between all those words because there's another girl that's trying to use my name.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
It's really weird. Yeah.
One.
Right? I think it's strange. You can also check me out on celebrityphoto.com, dailycelebs, hotcelebs.com. There's this one just called Celebs with two Z's. You can contact me for bookings, or you know, if you guys want to reach out and ask for an autograph, you know, you can I can hook that up for you if you contact my publicist Amy at hollywoodnowpr@outlook.com. I have no problem doing that. I love my fans, so you guys are what makes me money and keeps me going, so I love you all. Mwah.
Yeah, there you go.
Then, without them, I'd be nothing. Hey.
You took nice photos of then Carmella. Had some nice pictures taken.
Oh, beautiful pictures. When did you get those photos taken? She's like, I don't know. She's like, they're all beautiful. Duh, Cameron.
You know what it was? She took a photo, and I don't know if it was professionally done, but it looked nice.
I had my headshots done a while ago. You might be mentioning that because I had a little article in LA Voyager magazine.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what you saw. But I'm always doing like something.
LA Voyager.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a nice little write up online magazine.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's amazing.
And then,
I like that.
Amber had some photos.
I did. I was on the cover of Beauty Queen's magazine for my international beauty pageant title. Yeah.
You ever see my friend?
I was looking like really big Texan pageant style. I had like hair larger than my shoulders.
Oh wow.
And you know, it was all curly with a giant crown, and I was like, I just felt really nice. And also I've been publishing some like different various publications for, you know, public appearances and things like that. But my favorite thing to do when I'm not working on a project is to do humanitarian work. Cool. And I was invited to the top 100 international and celebrity women of power of entertainment. And I was invited by the ambassador of Ghana to LA and nominated by them.
Oh, nice.
So I attended, which was really exciting. Cool. And I just received an email from Habitat for Humanity that said thanks to me, they were able to build 80 homes this year for low-income families. And I am a sponsor for Heifer International, which means that I give money to them to buy cattle and livestock for homeless children and starving children in different countries that are of need, like in Africa, China, you know, the Middle East. So I supply cattle so they can feed themselves continuously. Instead of just, you know, I donate money so that they can provide cattle so they can continuously feed themselves and, you know, raise the animal, and then the animal has babies, and then they have like a continuous food supply as opposed to just donating some food and sending it over.
That's
there.
That's nice.
Yeah. Cool. And I just helped do some aid relief with the fires in California. So
there was a big fire up in Northern California.
Yeah.
Redding. Palm Springs.
Redding.
Yeah, so. And then I've been working with Princess Anna Baker, and her husband is a Kaka Baker, and the Prince and Princess of Hawaii, the original indigenous people before Hawaii became a part of the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And I've been working with them to do aid relief for the volcanic eruption disasters that have been.
You're doing a lot of good work.
Yeah. I mean, so it, you guys come see my movies and people actually get fed. Like I'm a... You know, I'm a celebrity who actually really cares about other people. The more money I make, the more money I can give away to help people with.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah, you're helping out. And then you do wonderful things. Carmela does nice things for her community.
Yeah, Carmela's a huge humanitarian.
All over the place. I keep track of it. I do a lot with the Cancer Center in Pasadena. I love volunteering there. I just got voted on the Chamber of Commerce in Montrose. So I'm on the board. And that's amazing. That's really new.
What we're going to do for our Christmas show?
Yeah.
We're going to pick two charities.
Okay.
And we'll do it.
Okay. Actually, my business networking group in La Cañada, we have a big toy thing that we give to the sheriff's department. So nice. We fill up the whole room with toys to kids. And
maybe do it over here at the station.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And get people to donate.
People
toys.
Like every one of your guests that comes in the month of December.
He's like, yes, bring toys.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing to watch the toys grow and then they pass them out and have the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, we got it. 30 seconds. I want to thank Carmela.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Woo!
I want to thank Amar Martinez.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And then we had Danny from somewhere.
Yeah, Danny's calling from a secret location in Washington.
Yeah. Locale. Anyway, I want to thank everyone. We thank you very much for the we tried to get the like I said the famous singer. We tried to get, but what we're going to do is we're going to have an author that wrote a book on her.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin. And by the way, there's a show on tonight about her life.
Oh, cool.
I think it's a Lifetime. If I recollect. So anyway, good night from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Mwah!
We love you.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.